WHFI Birmingham turns to gold right after the news.
From the World Desk of United Press International, this is Maury Trumbull. Markham Gartley, Norris Charles, and Edward Elias are back home in the U.S. after their release by North Vietnam. Elias made the only statement of the three on arrival in New York.
I'd like to say that I'm happy to be home, and I'm thinking about a lot of the people, though, that haven't come home yet.
The Flyers and their families were driven away in military vehicles to the chagrin of anti-war activists who accompanied them from Hanoi. The activists charged two were coerced into leaving with the military. The Reverend William Sloan Coffin said,
neither the State Department or the Pentagon have made any effort to try to contact us or even the pilots to ask what the express expectation of the North Vietnamese was.
Navy Lieutenant Charles told the Black Audio Network he's disgusted with the U.S. government and hopes Americans will end the war any way they can. Japan and China have formally adopted diplomatic relations, ending a decades-old conflict. Japan also severed ties with nationalist China. This is UPI World News.
Millions of Americans lose millions of dollars in cash every year to pickpockets.
We called one guy one day. He had a broken arm and he was using the other hand to pick the pockets with. If you need the money, you'll do anything for it.
This is Detective John Bicani of the New York City Pickpocket Squad.
We have these gangs of kids. We have about six kids go out and a little crowd of women. They'll open a handbag and take the money and they'll all scatter it. And it's very hard to apprehend them because they are young and they run.
A recent survey shows women, young people, and college-educated adults are the most loss-prone segments of the population.
They range in all types of sizes, weight, height. Anybody will take a pocket if they can. They know they can get away with it.
To Detective Bicani, thinking about pickpockets is all part of his daily routine. It should be for you, too. Police officials offer these suggestions to guard against pickpockets. Carry your wallet in your inside coat pocket, not in your rear pocket. Whenever possible, carry traveler's checks instead of cash. Carelessness can cost you money.
The U.S. command reports one American died in Vietnam combat last week. 13 were wounded. Two Americans died of non-hostile causes. President Nixon returned from a California tour for a briefing from Foreign Policy Advisor Henry Kissinger, just back from secret talks in Paris. Both the U.S. and North Vietnam deny reports that substantial agreement is near. One published report said Kissinger would return as early as next week for further talks. Pi Chamberlain reports a carrier pilot has told Senate investigators of unauthorized Navy bombing of North Vietnam.
The testimony of former Lieutenant William Grepper was relayed to newsmen by Republican Senator Richard Schweiker of Pennsylvania.
They were briefed on what the targets were, on how to drop the bomb load, and on what their job was.
Were they told simply to
protect the reaction or no?
Schweiker said there was no doubt from the testimony that the raids described by Grepper were deliberately planned in violation of rules that you could not bomb the enemy until he first took hostile action. Pi Chamberlain, Capitol Hill.
George McGovern charges crime has risen 33% in the past 3 years and said President Nixon is making glamorous headline-making trips abroad and leaving the cities to fall into decay. White House domestic advisor John Ehrlichman disputed McGovern's figures, saying the crime rise was only 19%. Connecticut Democrat Senator Abraham Ribicoff charges President Nixon has been backing away from a compromise welfare plan.
The opportunity here is to take my proposal, which consists today of the compromise worked out between the administration and myself, in which the working poor provision will be piloted out for a year to see if it works. If it works, we adopt it. If it doesn't work, we reject it. Now, that's a compromise I worked out with the administration. Now the administration is even backing away from that.
Other Democrats were criticizing the president. Governor Running Mate Sergeant Shriver toured an East Side Detroit neighborhood and called the federal government the biggest slumlord in the nation. He said Nixon policies are forcing people to consider fleeing the cities. A tornado has struck two military housing sites at Great Lakes Naval Training Center near Chicago. It swept up the Lake Michigan shoreline, causing damage at North Chicago, Joaquin, and Racine, but there were about 8 injuries reported. From the World Desk of United Press International, this is Maury Trumbull.
Gold is beautiful, the second time around.
remember. Stereo 94, Birmingham.
Three window coupe, you're the toughest machine in town.